أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the rejected shaitan. With the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most gracious, the most merciful. The praise and thanks belong to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of all the worlds. The praise and thanks belong to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His help, we beg Him for His forgiveness. We believe in Him and we put our trust and faith in Him and in Him alone. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of our souls and the evil of our deeds. For he that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, there is none that can lead him astray. And he whom Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves astray, there is no one that can guide him. And I bear witness and give open testimony that there is no God except Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. He is without partners and associates. And I bear witness to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as his slave and his messenger, the seal of all prophets, the last of all messengers. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you should take heed of him and do not die unless you are Muslim. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and speak the truth. He will direct you to do good righteous deeds, and he will forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger, then he has already achieved the greatest achievement. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa kunu ma'a sadiqeen, and be with those who are truthful in their words and their deeds, who are charitable, and prove their faith by their charity. Surely Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks the truth. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Truly the best of words are the words of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the best of guidance is the guidance that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent through his Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Holy Quran, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ صدق الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in Surah Al-Baqarah, the holy month of Ramadan, in which the Qur'an was revealed, guidance for mankind and clear proof for the guidance and the criterion between right and wrong. Whoever of you witnesses the month must fast that month. And whoever is ill or traveling then he must make up those days from other days. Allah does not intend for you difficulty, but wants ease for you. But that you must complete the same number of days, and that you must glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having guided you, that you may show gratitude. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this a time of mercy, and he has subjected everything in this dunya to bring about this rahmah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Whatever is in the heavens and whatever is in the earth glorifies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He is Almighty, the All-Wise. And so, the sun, it takes its course. And it moves in its orbit for a fixed period to bring about this holy month. And the moon, which we watch intently as the eighth month of the Islamic calendar draws to a close, the month of Sha'ban, looking wherever we can in the sky for that first indicator of the Hilal for the holy month of Ramadan. All of the other months and every stage that that moon has taken, its path again leads back to this holy month, back to this time, back to the time of mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The earth rotates on its axis, revolving around the sun, passing through the stages and the mansions of the heavens, all for it to get back to this particular time, this particular day, these particular hours that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has designated out of every other day, every other moment, every other second. These moments, these seconds, these minutes, these days, these hours, these nights are far better than any other days and any other nights. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed, as He said, that this is the month to show gratitude. That is, it's design, because whoever has loaded himself with his own evil, he now has entered a month where he can lay down his burden and leave it behind. This is the month in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as He says in the Holy Quran, the good deeds obliterate the bad deeds. This is the month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aids the Muslim in his iman by letting the angels seize his shaitan and bind him so that it is easier and that he does not hear the whisper of suggestion for the forgetting of Allah, rather he is reminded and encouraged to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this month. Whoever enters this month, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, this holy month of Ramadan, and did not seize the opportunity to rinse away his evil, he will never find a better time to do so. Though the earth may rotate and the sun may pass through night and day, and the moon revolve around the sun and the earth, all of that Every time, every moment, every second, none of that will bring about these days and times in which a man can turn to his Lord and be guaranteed forgiveness. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we are not the architects of time. We do not determine the courses of the sun, the moon, and the stars. We have no power whatsoever to make the earth rotate in another way on its axis, or to stop the day, or to seize an hour and stretch it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made these events as a reminder for us just who we are and who He is. We are servants and slaves that are at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and at the mercy of what He has put far out of our control. We mention this, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, so that we again, inshallah ta'ala, can remind those who may receive the reminder of our Muslim brothers and sisters, so that we can again, inshallah ta'ala, understand why we are fasting today. Why this day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has determined, and not Saturday, or maybe even Sunday, or as some may far-fetched in Allahu A'lam, where they get their dalil, maybe even Monday, Allahu A'lam. We are not the architects of time. We do not control the cycles of the moon. But suffice it to say, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, fast when you see it. The you here, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, is a collective. Meaning that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was speaking to all of the Muslims. Not you Muslims here in Arabia, or you Muslims who may be in Baladassin in Syria, or you Muslims who might be, in China, or you Muslims who may be in some other part of the world. He meant all of the Muslims. This is very clear. There is no way that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have left this such an auspicious occasion so ambiguous. He meant you all. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he further cemented this when he mentioned in his hadith that you are like one body. And he went on to say that if part of you hurts, all of you feel it. So what about if part of you are fasting? All of you should be fasting. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we are reminded again that we are not the architects of time. And inshallah ta'ala, 3 months hence, with the month of Hajj and the day of Arafah, is there anyone on earth who can say there is another day of Arafah? Is there any dispute? Has there ever been a dispute where there is another gathering on the earth that we will determine and say, no, this day is Arafah and we're going to gather on this day? Is it not clear that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said in every hadith which is mutafaqa alayh, all the scholars agree, and that he said al-hajju Arafah, so that this one day is the Hajj, the day of Arafah is the Hajj. Is this not a strong indicator that the Muslims should be together and not break the month in two of the holy month of Ramadan? That one person in one part of the earth begins the holy month of Ramadan one day and then the other say, no, this is the first day? Is this not, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, this practice, is this not completely against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, وَلَا تُفَرِّقُوا do not divide yourselves. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, please, ittaqullah, fear Allah, take heed of His warning, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, and let us be united. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he clarified this month in his hadith so that we are 100% sure about its effects. The shaitan, he bedevils us, chases us, frustrates us every month of the year except this month. And he seizes us, especially in this land where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it so if you are a forgetful person, this society will make it very easy for you to forget him. And the shaitan doesn't leave you, but reminds you of your own sin. Ooh, you did that? Ooh. Allah ain't gonna forgive you for that. That's a big one. Might as well do it again. And so then you find yourself at the holy month of Ramadan, desperate. Oh Allah, can you forgive me for this? Can I lay down this burden in this month? Many, many times, the Muslims come to me, brother, you said he forgives all your sins, but what about this? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, whoever fasts the holy month of Ramadan with faith, each day consecutively, Allah will forgive all of his sins. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, just so that you don't make a mistake in what I have said, let me remind you of the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which he said, As-salatu khams, that the salah is five prayers, and between Jumu'ah and Jumu'ah, Friday prayer and Friday prayer, and between holy month of Ramadan and holy month of Ramadan, everything that is between them, even the kabair, are washed away. The kabair being, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, the big sins, the major sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. He is the merciful, the more merciful, the forgiver, Lord of mercy. And it is easy for Him to forgive. All that we need to do is bring our faith and our repentance. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you, as I remind myself, that the holy month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought it about not only because, as He said, kutiba alaykumu siyam, that the fasting is prescribed for us as it was prescribed for those before us. It is not only for this. It is not only that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has designated this month for the month of revelation, all of His books. It is not only because He has designated this month, one of its nights in which He revealed the Holy Quran. It is not because only that one of its nights is khayrun min alfi shahr, better than 1,000 months, 83 years of our reckoning. It is not only because its days are special in that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the good deeds as minimum 70, as opposed to outside of the month that he may reward it 1 or 10 or up, depending upon its quality. Here you start off at 70. 1 for 70. And it may be multiplied up to infinity, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful of all those who show mercy, and the more generous than any one can be generous. It is not only, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, that this month is the month of the poor, in which the Muslims search fervently to find someone in need so that they can give them and gain the reward. Nor is it only because this is the month of giving and forgiving. And it is not only that this is the month in which we observe its days in fasting and observe its nights in making salah. It is because this is the month of Zakatul Badan. In every other month, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we dip into our pockets to prove the words on our tongue, to prove our faith in that we believe. But in this month, our body is required to pay its zakat. And just in the same way that if Allah subhanahu, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has indicated in Quran and in hadith, if you don't pay your zakah, you stop your provision. So how much more so if the zakat of the body is not given, if it's not paid, if we don't fast, then we bring upon great harm to our body and our souls. What a beautiful day, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed that this glorious month would begin on the best day of the week, Yawmul Jumu'ah. And that in this month and at this time of the year, that we get the opportunity to show our iman and melt our sins. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillah that He has allowed us to witness one more month of mercy, one more holy month of Ramadan. How many of us have lost friends, associates, a mother, a father, a brother, a sister, an aunt, an uncle, a cousin? They are now disconnected from the dunya. Their deeds, their actions, their books are sealed. And so we have the opportunity to make dua on their behalf and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase their good deeds, inshallah ta'ala. And by doing so, gain the opportunity for the angels to also ask Allah on our behalf and give the same to them as well. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, the fasting can be separated into two values. The value that is public, that everyone can witness, and the value of the fast that is private. What people can see is they see that you are fasting, especially now. You know, in the holy month of Ramadan, when it's in December, nobody really sees it on you. But I'm sure around 7 o'clock today, people will see, oh, he's fasting. He got another hour and a half to go. It's like that brother fasting for real. And so you can see the hunger, the organs, and you know that the soul is being kept away from its desires. But privately, the hearing, the sight, the tongue, the hands, the feet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the fasting Muslim, He puts the reins firmly in his hands to keep him back from the sins. And above all, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, in this month, the link between the heart and the stomach is made clear. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mercies the human being. And that He made the salah 5 times a day. And encouraged us to continue to renew the wudu. And so the water, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as any doctor would tell you, that your skin is your largest organ. And that it takes that little wudu, it absorbs it. So it doesn't become parched. And that little remain that you cannot remove from your mouth when you make the wudu, it stays. That small, small, small infinitesimal that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't charge you for. And the water that hits your head, and the water that hits your feet, cools and soothes. As many times as you wish to make salah, you are free. Go, make wudu. But the heart and the stomach, they gets no love until you break your fast. And you feel it. You feel its link. You have to work all day to tell your stomach, shut up, hold on, wait, back. And you see, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, that engine that drives you and your desires and feeds it. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed the stomach and the heart close to one another, like the stomach is a cauldron and the heart is the one that gets heated. And if you're feeding your desires and you are unchecked, then you have scorched your own heart from any ability to receive good deeds, or for the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to shine upon it. This is the time that you chip away at that crust that you have placed there during the other months, so that it can shine in the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, can glow in your heart, and you can once again understand what true iman is. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, again, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam reminds us in hadith that there are two joys for the Muslim who fasts. One when he breaks his fast, and one when he meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in His book, كُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا هَنِيئًا بِمَا أَسْلَفْتُمْ فِي الْأَيَّامِ الْخَالِيَةِ. Eat, drink at ease for that which you have sent on before in days past. This ayah, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, rest assured that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts your fasting, you will hear Him say this to you personally. Kulu washrabu. He, Allah, will say this to each and every one who fasted for His face. Because it is for these days that He will say, now, because you have sacrificed and fasted for My face, denied yourself which was halal, the food, the drink, the visiting of your wives. All of this you denied, these are halal. You denied it for My face. Now, eat, drink, enjoy yourselves with ease. For this is the reward for that. This, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, is the reward for the holy month of Ramadan, that you fasted for My face. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله ولي ولكم أستغفر الله إن الله غفور رحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, have you been paying attention to the news? The kafir can count. And they are in awe. Oh, the Muslims ain't had to fast like this since 1980. 14, 16 hour days. Wow. No food. No, they know. No food, no drink, no sex, no this, no that. They know. Not even a sip of water. They are in awe. Because that's real faith. They are in awe. And it frightens them. Scares them. You really ain't... You must really believe. Alhamdulillah. They are in awe of the holy month Ramadan for the Muslim. And they admire it. Even though they don't believe. Because they know what that means. They know that only your faith, firm faith, keeps you back when no one but Allah would see you. No one. It's only your faith. And so it's disappointing, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, that some uninformed people would actually admit to a reporter that, oh, I'm a construction worker, in Abu Dhabi. It's 106 degrees outside. I ain't fasting. It's too hot. God understand. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, again, it is baffling that some uninformed yet seemingly informed people would say, oh, that's okay. Yeah, I know I'm Sheikh so-and-so or doctor this and that. Yeah, I know that. And I know I should know better. I know that I should know what Prophet Muhammad SAW, he said, whoever breaks his fast one day from the holy month of Ramadan without a permission from Allah SWT, meaning without a reason that Allah had permitted you to do so, if he were to fast the whole year to make up that one day, it would not be accepted. So you gotta wonder, what is in the mind, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, of these people who are authorities? They say, and as if they have a burhan or a permission, or they are Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to say, oh, because you have a job for dunya, and you knew a year ago the holy month of Ramadan is coming. You couldn't plan or arrange your time or set your schedule for your real job, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, مَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونِي, that he assembled you for this. You are created for this purpose. And you put a job over what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put you here for? What if he decides, you know what, in this holy month of Ramadan, I'm just going to, since you can't fast, take away your breathing for a while. Or how about this, you won't be able to go to the washroom for a whole 30 days. Or maybe just turn off your liver for that period of time. You, whose hands are you in? This ain't no IRS where you can run. This is Allah. Oh, it's, I know. God, he's just going to have to understand. It's too hot outside for this. Oh, you couldn't arrange your time to fix it where I'm going to do what he says, and that is going to have to take a back seat. You can't find a way, and the scholars can't find their way to this hadith to remind them, look, unless you are sick or traveling or at an age where you simply can't fast because of your sickness, because of your situation. Those are the only things. They never said, oh, if you work out in the sun, you know that too, you good, you ain't got a fat. No! What is the problem, dear Muslim brothers and sisters? What other time that you know that you will gain these rewards? What other deed that Allah went to add, he says in Hadith Qudsi, all of the actions of Bani Adam are for him, but fasting is mine, and I reward for it. Is there any other hadith, any other mention where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this about another action? No. And we're so willing to put it down for something that has really no value? That is imaginary? A dollar? Really? What are you going to tell Munkir and Nakir? What are they going to take from you? Will they take money? You won't have any. You're going to have a shroud and your deeds. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he reminds us in the Holy Quran that were we, the human being, to come on the day of judgment with the earth made of gold as a ransom for our deeds. As he says, surely those who disbelieve and died while they were disbelievers, the whole earth full of gold would not be accepted from any of them, even if they offered it as a ransom. For them is a painful torment, and they will have no helpers. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, you say, oh, well, he's talking about the disbelievers. Wait a minute. Allah says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, ittaqullaha haqqa tuqatih, wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. That means that you believe, but you can die as a non-Muslim. You die in this month, just putting down the fast for no reason? You think that you've died as a Muslim? In disobedience? Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, again, I remind you as I remind myself in the brief time that we have. Run from your sins. Just as if it was a pit bull after you. Think of your sins like that. Run. See, our sins take all kinds of shapes. Some real curvy and kufr. Run. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, this month, yes, the kabair can be forgiven. But you should not indulge in it, thinking that, oh, I'm a fasted away tomorrow. Run. Abandon what you know is wrong. Money and women is where we get tied up in most cases. How we get our money and the women we spend it on. If she's not a Muslim, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, please, run. If she's not your wife, please, run. Show some self
respect. Show some discipline. Show some faith. This is the only days that you can escape those deeds. I remind you as I remind myself of Al-Munabbih, that angel that will come to each and every one of us, that will say, write your deeds, that will instruct you to pull away from your shroud, to use it as paper, and to dip your finger in your mouth as a pen and ink, to write the deeds that he will dictate to you that you did. No one wants to be reminded of their bad deeds, so don't do them. And definitely don't put something so heavy around your neck that no amount of asking for forgiveness in any other time of the month, any other time of the year rather, will not release it. This is the month of faith, real faith. And the Muslims have to show up. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he reminds us in his book, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Surely, we have sent down this Quran in the night of decree. And what will make it clear to you what the night of decree is? The night of decree is better than 1,000 months. In it the angels descend and the ruh, Jibreel alayhi salam, with them on every errand by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Peace be upon this night until the dawn, until the fajr. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we know this because Allah has blessed us to believe. We understand this because Allah has put La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah in our hearts and on our tongues. How many billion don't have this? How many billion people will be passing through these days oblivious? How many billion? Like Allah says on the Day of Judgment, when the angels will say to them, prostrate to Allah, tisjudu, that Allah will make their legs and their knees like iron, unbending. And though they want to, because they see Allah, they will not be able to. Because this is a deen of habit. That you build those habits in these days, in this dunya, and your habits are like seeds that sprout multifold rewards in the Day of Judgment. And if you haven't formed the habit of taqwa, if you haven't formed the habit of fasting, if you haven't formed the habit of giving zakah and being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will not show up on that day. You won't be able to buy a good deed from nobody. And definitely not me. Don't come looking. I'm not sharing nothing. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you as I remind myself, Allah gave us even a bigger blessing. Look at what he did with Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam, that he brought them to this earth to establish his house. And he made them, you would think that this is the Imam of Nas. He's the Imam of all human beings. And what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? Clean my house. Clean my house. You would think that that's demeaning. No. No, Allah showed us what, when He says His house is not demeaning. And that He established this under His throne and under another house in the heavens, Baytul Ma'mur, that the angels visit just like the Kaaba. And He made these two the core, and then from these spread out more masjids. And He made us here the maintainers of this house, not some king, not some prince, not some rich celebrity, us. That we are on the same millah of Ibrahim alayhi salam and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Isa alayhi salam and Musa alayhi salam and Harun alayhi salam and Dawood alayhi salam and Sulaiman alayhi salam. All of them, their mission was to what? Take care of His house. That Maryam alayhi salam, her mother, dedicated her in her womb. This is for your house. And when she came, said, you know what? Female ain't like a male, but I'm still giving this to what? Your house. The masjid. And Zakariya alayhi salam and all the other scholars were fighting over the ability to take care of something that had been given to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we don't come and knock on your door. Hey, come on, we got to clean up the masjid. We simply say, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, let your money gain your good deeds. Sacrifice a little for the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And gain a reward that you won't be able to count on the day of judgment. You will see it and you say, whose good deeds are that? And they'll say, yours. What did I do? You gave for the face of Allah. For His house. Y'all come by here sometimes and see the house empty. It's not empty. When you establish a house for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah fills it with the angels. And other things that you may not even be aware of. All for the purpose of praising Him. And because it's established, and you gave that from what He gave you for His face, you gain the reward of each and every syllable that is said in praise of Him. Of every speck of dust that sits in a corner. Of every creature that crawls in here and says, Subhanallah. Glory be to Allah. As He says, Yusabbihu lillahi ma fi samawati wa ma fi al-ard. Everything praises Him. Every brick, every grain of sand in this house praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can you count them? Can you count the atoms here? Then you can't count the good deeds. Why cheat yourself, dear Muslim brothers and sisters? When you have the opportunity, why cheat yourself when where the investment needs to be made, you have the chance now? In the holy month of Ramadan, while you are fasting on the Friday to say, for Allah, this is for you. Oh Allah, accept it from me. And I dig and give for the best that I have. Not looking, oh, where's the $1 at? Where's it? No, not this. You know how you get, you know how you are. Somebody asks you for some money, and you know you got some, but you pull out your pocket so they can't see. Oh, I don't want them to see these big bills. You don't do that with Allah. He know what He put there. Like you're going to fool Allah. But you cheat yourself. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you may say, oh, every time He's talking, there's always someone. Look, this is not a musibah. This is not a problem. This is an opportunity. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to put this masjid in this state as an opportunity. Giving it for you. You can't do this in any other country. You can't. The government will laugh in your face. Oh, I want to give $100 to for the ticket. They'd be like, oh, right, yeah, keep that. We got this. But you have that opportunity here. And we are reminding you that it is a real opportunity. and that it has weight, and that it needs real sacrifice. We need, and I repeat now, not breaking this off along the year, $100 per person. And I need you to keep in your mind, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, not as a detract, not as a subtract, but as the plus. He's given me this opportunity. How can I do this? Where can I find it? Because it is a sacrifice. Every one of us here, we need to find that $100 today. Today. To support the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with His house. I remind you, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as I remind myself, that we have to have greater respect for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I was standing here and I said, look, the IRS got all your names, they just knocked on the door and they said they need $100 or else they're seizing your assets, I wouldn't have no problem out of you. I would have to only say it once. Y'all would be calling, going across the street to the ATM, writing checks, doing everything you can. But when I say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you get like amnesia. Like He ain't God. And like He don't got you. Or that when He promises you that it is not something that you lose, but that something that you gain. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, show your gratitude. Show your faith. You are at the bounty, the banquet table of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this month. Don't be stingy with Him. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم أستغفر الله إن الله غفور رحيم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وتوفنا من المسلمين ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وأقيموا الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر.